Payment Logistics, or Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy. It's Catherine Ebner from Credibly. How are you?
Hi, Catherine. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks. Thank you for reaching out around a potential partnership. I'd love to find out a little bit more about your business and what you guys are doing. Obviously, tell you more about Credibly and see if there's an opportunity for us to work together.
Yeah, great. So just a little bit of background on myself. I used to work in merchant services or credit card processing for about 5 years before I came over to the Bank of Cardiff. I've been with the company now for just over 6 months. Our office is based out of San Diego. We have about 60 employees currently between here and Orange County. On average, we fund about $3 million a month in new originations, and that's a blend of equipment leasing and working capital applicants or customers. What makes us different is that our average deal size is about $100K per transaction, and we advertise ourselves on quick turnaround time and easy communication with the other lenders that we work with, as well as to customers. So we're an ISO broker, and we're just looking into adding on maybe Credibly as another lender to our portfolio.
Okay, great. And so are you working with a number of other
lenders?
Small business lenders as well, yeah.
Yeah, correct. Right now we are working with several other lenders, those being OnDeck, Can Capital, BizFi, Marlin, Fora Financial, just to name a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I could definitely tell you a little bit about us. I run partnerships, but on more like the referral side. So I didn't know, like, when I tried to look it up, I didn't know. So generally we, on our side, the partners I work with tend to, like, we'll do all the work. They just really refer in, or we work on marketing and various campaigns. So it's a lower cost of acquisition for us. But we do have an ISO group that works with companies like yourself that will be the one compiling a lot, like, compiling all the information and sending it in. Because I'm assuming that's how you normally work. Like, are you getting all of the different data, bank statements, application, and then you go to the different, then you'll kind of show it out to different lenders?
Yeah, exactly. So we just take all the information up front from the customer. We do a little bit of the underwriting here in-house just before we determine which lender would be a good fit for the type of transaction that we're working on.
Okay, great. So, yeah, so I'll tell you a little bit about Credibly. So we're, you know, not just more from an OnDeck, however, we have products ranging from short-term merchant cash advance. We also do daily pay loans. And we do term loans out to 24 months. And so we are pretty flexible on weekly versus daily pay options.
Okay.
We also offer, one of our representatives can send you, like, we provide an ISO calculator. So it provides a pretty interesting way to, like, look at all different combinations of, like, okay, what term versus amount, and through splitting it to find the best offer for the customer, which is something that our partners really like to see. And it gives a little more flexibility as you're trying to sell to the end customer. And giving that optionality. So what I can do is I'm just going to contact, so I'm based in New York. We have, our team is really based in Michigan, but I knew they have representatives, or, you know, there's definitely a guy in Arizona who maybe would be the right person, stick with the time to make sure you're on the right time zone.
Sure.
But I can have them reach out to you and send over sort of our agreement and all the information and the fees and everything that we pay. So then we'd love to get set up.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you mind if I just ask you a couple of questions while on the line, just about the business? Okay.
Sure.
So you said that the max loan amount that you guys can go up to, is it 250?
Yeah,
250K for working capital. Okay.
Yeah, any of our products go out that.
Okay.
Can go to 250.
And then the max term you said was 24 months at your for the
Yes.
term loans. Okay.
Yeah.
What type of credit do the customers usually have that get approved if you're looking at like their FICO score? Is it, can you give me a range or?
Sure. Yeah, we are pretty, our qualifications, I think, compared to some others, are pretty basic. So we don't actually have a minimum FICO score. Generally, if they
Okay.
don't have at least a 500, we'll, a small amount of deals we do under 500, but not
Yeah.
a ton. We don't have a hard FICO requirement. We do ask that they are in business for at least 6 months, so I think that's a bit earlier than some others. And we
Sure.
definitely are more of a cash flow based lender, and so certainly credit, like the credit score of the business owner is important, but we're definitely more focused on like just the cash flow of the business. And
Okay.
so I think our average FICO on like our merchant cash advance portfolio on average is in the low 600s, maybe close to like a 620.
Okay.
For a term loan, generally it'll be a higher credit quality. So if we're going to go along, if we're giving them longer term capital, generally those are higher dollar amounts, and they pay weekly, so less frequent pay. So on average, those are closer to the high sixes. But I think, I know we can provide, when our representative can send you, we have some guidelines. If you're looking at that product, I think it's maybe like a 650 they would need to have realistically to really even qualify for the longer
Gotcha.
options.
Okay. Do you guys allow for syndication with any of your partners?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And is that something that is dependent on like, volume or something, or if we were to complete, our ISO contract, would we immediately be eligible to syndicate with you guys?
Believe as long as, yeah, if we, are comfortable working with you as an ISO, then we give you that option. I know there's like some limitations, like you can't syndicate like 90% of every deal you send us, but certainly we
Okay.
can work with you on like, if you want to have exposure to the capital, we can do that.
Sure. All right, great. And do you guys have any origination fees that are charged to customers for the transaction?
Yes, yeah, so we do charge, and it's disclosed up front, a 2.5% origination fee. And so
Okay.
for our working capital products, we show a factor price. And so
Okay.
for term products, it is an interest rate, and so we will show an APR with that origination fee.
Okay, so the APR shows the O fee as well.
Yeah.
And as far as industries for customers that you are funding deals for, are there any restrictions? Like, do you guys have car dealerships as a restricted industry, advertising, marketing? These are kind of just the ones that we come across a lot that are tough to get approved with our other sources, so.
Let me see. I know I have materials. Look at my update, and we'll obviously send this to them, make sure they know you were looking at this specifically. Underwriting guidance, here we go. Prohibited industries. So what are the ones you were looking at? So like adult entertainment, airlines, we can't do cannabis or casinos, things like that.
Okay.
We have on there multi-level marketing, but I don't know if that's what you're referring to. We do have some more like direct marketing type of direct, they're restricted. It doesn't mean they're prohibitive, but generally we'll need an underwriter to look at it for
Okay,
some of
so
those
just
direct marketing businesses.
kind of just subject to enhanced underwriting then.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. And do you guys do second positions or are they first positions only?
I believe we do first positions only. I think we will, some of the deals I've seen, we do take out other, like we will take out another provider and be the first position. Although I'm not quite, like generally with our referral partners I work with, that's not an issue. I don't know our ISO representative would have a better idea of like what, like, where that can where that might not apply, but I, from what I understand, we only do first.
Okay. Awesome. And what would you say, like, your average time is between, you know, submission to approval? Is there, like, a turnaround time that we can expect for funding with you guys?
Yeah, I think we're pretty fast. You know, again, I have to check on, like, with the ISO, but we have an online application, so I don't know if you'll be submitting deals through that or not, but so we automatically decline, so you'll know right away, you know, very
okay.
quickly if someone doesn't qualify. And then, you know, we can turn around an application within a day and
mm-hmm.
have offers. And then generally the funding we can fund very fast. It just mostly depends on the business owner. So we give an offer today, like we can fund next day. It's just a matter of making sure they sign the agreement and provide, you know, their license or whatever else you might require.
Okay. Awesome. And what are your standard submission requirements when we send a deal to you guys? You mentioned that you use like an online app. So is that kind of like a portal or something that we would have access to?
Yeah. So I know we do online. I think we're building out. I've been involved a little bit as we're building out our partner portals that you can like directly submit. And then we should hopefully soon have like more of that functionality. So I think to get started, I don't know if it'll be ready or not. Like if we were going to start this week.
Sure.
But we are building that so you can submit everything online. And then we could also have, I know we do APIs right now, so depending on like the application information, we do have some ISOs that are submitting directly. And then
okay.
we're also going to have a portal that's really nice for you to see, like, okay, what deals have I submitted? Where are they in the process? Like, how much is funded? What commissions
that's
have
cool.
I made? Like, all that type of information we're building out as well.
That's awesome. So for the submission requirements then, are you looking at 3 months of banks and an application, for example, or what do you guys require?
It's, the 3 months of bank statements and the one-page application.
And for the application then, it just has to be, like, transposed onto the online. Like, we'll get an application that says, you know, Bank of Cardiff on it. Does it have to be, like, specific to your guys' form, or is that something we can transpose over?
I think you can. I'm sorry just because I don't work on ISO deals. I don't see this as much for me. I know that normally we get applications not on our application, and we have an
okay.
team that will then do that. So I believe that should be fine. I don't want to, like, tell you something wrong. So.
Okay.
I don't see that on my end, but I know that we work with a bunch of other similar channels.
Okay.
Now, do you mentioned syndication. How do you syndicate a lot now, and I know it's definitely an interesting area for us now, because, you know, you want to be investing in the deals is always a good sign, so I was just curious to know, like, how you think about that. Is that a big, I mean, you're growing, or...
Yeah, basically I think we were allowed to start syndicating on deals sometime last year before I was brought on board. So my supervisor is pretty much just looking to kind of build out our portfolio. And right now we only have a handful of lenders that we can syndicate with. So that's a big thing for us. If we are able to do that with you guys, that would, you know, be great. It would just be another venue for us to, you know, participate on deals. It's a good way to, you know, kind of learn about underwriting as well as just, you know, making our money back when we see good deals and good paper.
Perfect. Okay.
So did you mention that I would need to speak with, the ISO representative in order to move forward from
there? Yeah, I've just been typing notes. I'm sending this over to the guy that runs that team, and then based on, I think we have a representative in Arizona, and maybe someone else. So I'm giving them all your information, so they should reach out, if not today, like tomorrow. Like, they should reach out very soon.
Okay, awesome.
For some reason, like, you don't hear from them, I mean, I'll follow up. You should, but you can always just contact me. I can chase them for you.
Sure. Can I have the name of the rep who will be reaching out, just so I'm, you know, prepared?
Sure, yeah, and I can let you know. I don't know who the rep is. Reaching out. Brad, the guy Brad Dukoff is the person who runs the group. So that's who I'm notifying, but I'll ask him to let me know so I could give you the heads up.
Okay. Sounds great. And then from there, it's pretty much a matter of getting our information into your system, us like returning a contract, and then we're able to start
Exactly.
submitting.
Exactly. It's pretty quick and easy.
Okay. Awesome. Did you have any questions for me or anything that I might not have answered so far?
No, I think for me, I think that's helpful, Allison, all what you sort of mentioned over about syndication and otherwise, and then I'm sure they'll have other questions that I don't know to ask. So
Okay.
they should be reaching out soon.
So are merchants eligible to receive like an MCA offer as well as a working capital offer, like
Oh
simultaneously?
yeah, totally. Yeah, I should mention that. So any business that comes, if we run them through for what they qualify for. So if they
Okay.
qualify for a term loan, you would have qualified for everything, and then it's a matter of working out what's the best option. Some businesses are seasonal and they would prefer merchant cash advance, even if they can get a loan and don't, or they don't want to give a personal guarantee. Some want the longer term and they want, so it totally depends. So that will give you all of that information, like if, whatever they qualify for.
Okay, awesome. And then as far as the MCA product goes, do you guys have like a list of processors that you're able to work with for the MCA, or is that set up like via lockbox? Is it
Yeah,
case
they
by
can set
case kind
up.
of thing?
Yeah, we do have a list of. I've seen it before. They'll be able to send you over like the list of processors that we work with that you do splits with.
Okay. Awesome. All right, well, it looks like there's going to be more information to come once I get in touch with
Yeah, I'm
the ISO
sorry I
rep.
wasn't the best person. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry I wasn't the best person to help.
Oh, no, you're really helpful.
I think
Thank
they
you.
saw. I work with a lot of our bank partners. I think they just saw Bank of Cardiff and so assumed it was not an
I
ISO.
know. This,
But
it's not the first time that's happened. The name, it definitely throws people off.
sure. So yeah, someone will be in touch shortly, and we have some information. So
Okay.
hope look forward to having us work with you.
Likewise. Yeah, thank you,
All
Catherine, for
right.
your time.
Thanks, Amy. No
All right,
problem.
bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.